Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another broadcast of Kingdom Lifestyles. As you know, this is not Apostle Christopher McQueen. Instead, you have his wife today, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. I thank you for coming to the broadcast. Just want to let you know that Apostle is out ministering, amen, and he does send his love, amen, and he will definitely return this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. for his show, Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. But in the meantime, he has entrusted me to stand in his stead. Amen? So I just say God bless you to you, you, and you. And once again, welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyles. Amen. Just excited about what the Lord is doing in everyone's life. Amen? Everyone's life. Even when we don't fully understand all that he is doing, just know that he is perfecting you, maturing you, and preparing you, amen, for his purpose in your life. Think it not strange of the fiery trials, men and women of God. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get discouraged. Don't let the enemy get you off track as to what God wants to do in your life. You just have to stay steadfast, or in other words, stay strong. Trust him. Amen. Trust in him that he will guide you and that he always has the best for you. Amen. Amen. Now, just want to go into the announcements quickly this morning, and then let us get into a very, very familiar message, something that's been preached over and over again from many different angles. Amen. But once again, as long as we're here on the earth, it always bears repeating. Amen. Just to do a little introspection for this morning, for all of us, just to make sure, amen, that we are constantly on the watch wall or the watchman's wall, amen, that we're constantly keeping ourselves clear for the Holy Spirit to do in our lives and speak through us, keep our hands purified, I mean our hands clean and our hearts purified before him always, amen. Now, for the announcements, as you know, as I said it before earlier, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself for another episode of Kingdom Lifestyles. Amen. And on every Thursday, join me for Prophetic Atmosphere, and that's at 7 p.m. every Thursday. Every broadcast you can hear live at www.ctkr.org. That is our website. I'm excited about it. Also want to let you know that we are doing some upgrades to that website where you're going to start seeing some of our live broadcasts. If you go there now, we do have an introductory just inviting you to this website or our website, www.ctkr.org. Amen. And if you just bear with us, we are uploading many, many videos that will be coming to you. Amen. And so that you can see and hear, amen, what it is that we are doing right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. And we welcome you to join us. Amen. Amen. We definitely want to hear from you. If you, and while you're on our website, if you go to our contact page, click on the Contact Us tab. Follow the instructions, especially if you're looking for more information concerning the church, if you're looking for someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, amen, or if you would like myself or Apostle McQueen to minister at your church or any one of your functions, please go to that Contact Us page, leave as much detailed information. Someone will contact you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen. Glory be to God. And we also want to let you know that we have Facebook pages. Go to our Facebook page. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries or Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. We want to hear from you. Amen. We want to know how this ministry is blessing your life. And we also want to know what God is doing in your life. Amen. Around the world. Glory be to God. And for those of you who have been supporting this ministry over and over again, we thank you. Excuse me. We thank you, and we are praying for you that God will continue to bless you and mature you and lead you and guide you, amen, into all truth, and most of all that you will complete your assignment, amen, so that when you see him, he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Glory be to God. Well, those are the announcements for this morning, people of God. Let us pray. And then let us go into the word this morning. Father God, we bless your name this morning. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for your oversight and your protection, God. Thank you for your blood. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, as we woke up this morning, we just want to bless your name that everything was in order. When we woke up, everything was in order. Father, we just give your name all glory. We give your name all praise and honor. Now, Father, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, God, we come bowing before you at your right hand. Father, we just humble ourselves this morning. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into the rooms of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We glorify you. Even now, Father, we ask that you would wash us from our sins. Forgive us from every spirit of iniquity. God, every sin of omission and commission. Purify our hands and our hearts before you. Wash our minds and our hearts clean this day in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. Father, as we come, we just decrease, I decrease, and I ask that you would begin to minister this word to your people. God, you know what needs to be said and when it needs to be said. And Lord, I don't want to go in, no, we bind the spirit of judgment and condemnation. We just ask for the spirit of the Holy Spirit to just take over, to do what you need to do and what has to happen in order to minister to the lives of your people. We thank you, God, right now for what you're doing. And we even pray a special blessing to those ministries, God, that you have placed under our covering. Father, that you would meet their needs, God, that you would allow them to come into face-to-face with your glory, face-to-face with your presence. God, give them the favor, those things that they've been asking for. God, give them signs, wonders, and miracles. Let them bring a testimony to come forth, marveling at the glory of the Most High God. We thank you now, God. We praise your name. We glorify your name now. We thank you that you're raising up a generation, God, that's not going to take back, that's not going to stand back, that's not going to fear, that's not going to take the gospel and twist it into something other than the purpose or the name of Jesus Christ. They're not going to use your name, God, for filthy lucre. They're not going to use your name for selfish gain, but they're going to use your name and walk in the statutes of the word of God so that they can bring you glory, that they will begin to teach those the kingdom principles and the kingdom purpose and their kingdom assignment. Father, we bless your name in this place. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, what you will do, what you're already doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen again. Glory be to God. Right wherever you are, people of God, if you please, will just give the Lord a thank you, Jesus, a hand clap of praise. Maybe you're driving in your car. Amen. You know, just take one hand on the wheel. Keep one hand on the wheel and the other hand just wave it just before. Amen. Just give God some type of praise, some type of glory. Just let him know that he is on your mind. Let him know how grateful you are and how thankful you are. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, as I said before, I would like us to go into a familiar passage of scripture. If you would, people of God, go to Colossians with me, chapter 3, book of Colossians, chapter 3. I'm going to probably start at the first verse. Book of Colossians, chapter 3. Starting at the first verse, as I said before, it is a familiar passage, amen, that we preach, but I always like to return back because we can always use refresher courses, amen. Many of us who work day to day or in teaching or train or any type of schooling, you know that you have to have refresher courses. For without refresher courses, we end up losing information. Amen. Or we rely on sometimes old, or we tend to revert back to old information, old way of doing things, and forget that things have changed at times. And only until someone comes and says, hey, that's not how we do this. Remember, so-and-so, do you remember from reading 2 weeks ago, or do you remember from that training that we had 2 weeks ago, they said we have to start doing it this way? And most of the time we're sitting up there looking with, ooh, oh yeah, I forgot. And so we have to continuously remind ourselves and refresh ourselves, even in schooling, in the world of elementary and junior and high school. The teachers always, remember when we come back to school for the first half of the year, we go back into what was formerly taught. We give a couple of months to just kind of give the kids a refresher course of what was formerly taught. And even at the end of the year, before they get ready to take their tests, we go over what was formerly taught so that we can, it's called refresher courses, that we're refreshed, or remedial courses, depending on where you're from in the United States. Everybody has a different name for it. But we're constantly having to be reminded and refreshed and renewed. And as you always know, for those of you who follow my show, Women of Prophetic Destiny, the main thing that I, one of the main themes that I preach is that let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And it's very important and it's very pivotal, because if we're not constantly renewing ourselves in his word, if we're not constantly renewing ourselves in what he says and how he says, if we're not constantly in prayer, if we're not constantly seeking after him, if we're not constantly humbling ourselves in his presence, keeping our minds clean, keeping our hearts clean, keeping our souls cleansed from all unrighteousness. If we're not doing that, we'll find ourselves back, going back to the former lifestyle, going back to the former ways of thinking, going back to the former ways of doing. And so this morning I want to talk about putting on the new self, or not carnality, but Christ. Amen. And if any of you know that follow this church service or follow Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, you know that we're always preaching kingdom. And one of the facets of kingdom is a lifestyle of holiness and righteousness. I hear somebody saying, oh, I didn't know. You have been? Yes, we have always preached messages of the kingdom. And as we're preaching messages of the kingdom, we have also tied into that messages of a lifestyle of holiness and righteousness. In other words, you cannot live any way you desire to live and expect to make it in to the kingdom. I know that doesn't sit well with everybody, and I accept that. I know everybody's not going to like these messages. You don't have to listen. I accept that, but it's still true anyhow. I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. And I'm comfortable in what I'm doing. But the bottom line, people of God, is this word is not put in the Bible just because they needed pages to fill. This word or this passage is put in the Bible because Jesus is expecting us to line ourselves up with teachings, to be matured, to be trained, to be converted, amen, not only in just his image, but his character. So that when people see us, they actually see Christ in us. Huh? Amen. So if you would, again, turn with me to the book of Colossians. And let's go starting at the first verse. I'm going to come out of a couple of passages this morning. The first one I want to start off with the New King James Version. Then I will go back and forth between the Message Bible and the English Standard Version. Amen? Amen. Now, let's read. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth, for you died. Let me say that again. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. This is the word saying this now, not me. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Again, I didn't say that. The word said it. Let's read that again. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. Verse 8, but now you yourselves are to put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Not carnality, but Christ, or putting on the new self, putting on the new man, constantly remaking yourselves over and over again. Now, listen, people of God, I just want to let you know, I've tried to preach other messages. I've tried to preach the feel-good messages. I've been in ministry for about 20 years now. I've been saved for 20 years, and I've probably been in ministry for about 16 to 17 of those years. And believe me, I have tried to preach every other message. I've been trying to preach the feel-good messages. I've tried. I really have. But every time I try to do something opposite, God always pulls me back to these type of messages. And those messages that he has me preach are messages of holiness, messages of righteousness, amen, messages of kingdom. We have to, and I had to come to accept, amen, my purpose is to call people back to God. Call people back to God. And I knew I fought this thing for many, many years as I was coming into or learning about my purpose, learning about who I was called to be. But I can't be anything else but what he has designed for me to be. And I'm saying that for some of you. God has given you messages, given you dreams, amen, and you've been trying to change things and trying to switch in and put this here, because maybe the environment that you're in is preaching something opposite from what you have been preaching, or teaching something opposite from what you've been doing. But let me just encourage you, man and woman of God, if this is what God has given you and every time he speaks to you, it's about this, I guarantee you that's who you're called, who you're designed, what your purpose is in the earth. We have to call people back to God. You do know that he is coming sooner than we expect. I preached a message on Thursday on my broadcast that we got to get ready. We got to be ready. Amen. And I'm saying I'm not just talking about being ready so that we could just get to heaven. But while we're here on earth, we need to be in a place of being able to minister his word in season and out of season, whether we're in the pulpit or we're not in the pulpit. Folks should always be able to see Christ inside of us through our lives, whether you're actually preaching a hardcore message, amen, or whether you're just showing someone some love, amen, praying for somebody, interceding for someone. We are responsible, amen, for keeping our lives justified before him always, cleansed before him always. And that requires, amen, for us to live a lifestyle that is completely opposite from the world. I don't care. Listen, I don't care what your friend is doing. I do not care how. It seems like every time they open up their hand or every time they open up their mouth, something's falling into it. Some blessing is falling into it while you seem to be struggling. And God, am I doing the right thing? Is this it? It can't be. But every time you try to preach their type of messages, it always seems to backfire on you. Why? It's always a struggle on the inside of you. Why? Because he's called you, amen, to a different venue. Everybody's not going to be called to preach to the millions. Everybody's not going to be called to preach to the 10,000s. Everybody's not going to have the mega ministry. You have to find and be comfortable. Let me say it like that. You got to find, accept, and be comfortable with what God has given you. But even while we're talking about that, one of the primary things is that we have to live a life before him. We are mandated to live a life before him. It is more than just you giving your hand to the preacher. It's more than just you joining somebody's ministry. It is more than just you coming before at the altar call in 1977, 1987, or 2007. We are all required, amen, to get another dip, as they would say. And we're all required to constantly seek after that our lives are no longer our own, but they belong to Him. And that means whatever year that you got saved, you've had all those years to live the life that you wanted to, pleasing yourself. And now that you belong to Him, because verse 3 did say, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, if you really died, you're seeking those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Your purpose for being, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to complete His work. Prophetess, you always saying that, and I will continue to say that scripture until He gives me something else to say. But the reality is what it really is. His purpose for saving us, Christ dying for us, saving us, is that we are left here in this earth to produce kingdom, produce disciples for Him, not many me's, not living, preaching a message to everybody else and holding folks accountable to something that we ourselves are not even attaining to, striving towards. No, that's not what He said. He's saying that, listen, if you were raised with Him, Romans 6 and 5 says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly, surely, we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when you accepted Him in your life as Lord and Savior, you died to your abilities, you died to your fleshly desires, you died to sin, and Christ raised you up and allowed you to become a joint heir with Him. So now your whole perspective has to change. Your whole mindset has to change. The way that you view things, the way that you feel, your emotions, everything about you has to have a paradigm shift. The one thing that I love when I've been reading in the scripture, when Mary Magdalene, after Jesus's resurrection, and she stood at the tomb crying, waiting for, you know, wondering what they did with Jesus's body. And the gardener was standing there, and he said, why are you weeping? And she said, because they've taken away my Lord. Please tell me where you've taken Him so I can go to Him. And it says, the scripture talks about how when He called her name, and immediately everything that was within her that was out of alignment quickly came into alignment. In other words, she had that full paradigm shift. Her purpose, her reason for being, everything came into place at once. Revelation hit her and she became secure in who she was, in who He was, amen, and what her purpose was. And as you know, she was the first apostle that was sent, because she had to go get the boys, the apostles that were with, that were hiding in the background somewhere, grieving, talking about, oh, well, it's over. We had a good run. Yeah, let's go back to what we were doing before. When God comes into your life, when Jesus comes into your life, there has to be, there ought to be, there should be a paradigm shifting. If you went to that altar or wherever you were saved, you know, everybody's not saved at the altar. I've got many friends that God came right where they were, saved them in the bar. Saved them on the dance floor. Saved them at the lake. Saved them wherever. I got many friends that are sure enough saved, preaching the gospel, that met the Holy Spirit or met Jesus right wherever they were. So everybody's not going to be in a church, and I understand that. But that's not what I'm talking about this morning. My purpose is that wherever you meet Him, or wherever He meets you, let's put it that way, wherever He meets you, the minute that you say, yes, Lord, there should be a complete shifting. The Ruach of God, the breath of God, breathes up on you. And everything that is not like him begins to fall away. There's a newness of mind. There's a change that takes place on the inside. Now, if you've gone, if he met you and nothing's changed and you still acting crazy and though there, you know, you haven't even been in his presence, I'm not talking about a sprinkling. I'm talking about when you have actually been in the presence of the master. When you've been in his true presence, there is a change in your life. Not only will you see it, but everybody else will see it as well. But when there's that change and that paradigm shifting on the inside of you, once that happens, then we begin to seek to remain changed. We seek to begin to continuously become improved or upgraded. Amen. And it says, when you're raised with him, you seek those things which are above. Your appetite changes. Your desires begin to change. Amen. Now, I do know, and believe me, I do know that some of us are dealing with some circumstances and some issues in our lives that are still seem to be holding on to us. Well, you know, there's some strongholds in our lives. We need some deliverance. Amen. Some of it's going to take fasting. Some of it's going to take prayer. Some of it's going to take both. And then someone allowing, you know, the Spirit of the Lord to come into your life and break some strongholds off of our minds and our hearts and generational curses as well. Amen. But you're striving. You're continuously striving to become more like him. We all, and I'm going to say that again, everybody in the world has something that they're dealing with. Don't think that when you come over here that everything is peaches and cream. Don't think that when you come over to salvation, all of a sudden a crystal staircase is going to be built before you and you just have to glide your way on up into the heavens. It doesn't work that way. While you're here on this earth, you got some work to do. Amen. And that work is staying righteous before the Father and completing his will in your life. Amen. He says, if you were raised with Christ Jesus, seek those things which are above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. I want to read it out of let's read this out of the Message version today, just for a little bit of clarity's sake. Amen. He says, so if you're serious, I like that. He said, so if you're serious about living this new resurrected life with Christ, act like it. Oh, Act like it. Let the real righteous stand up. Act, A-C-T. Like it. In other words, there's many people, I don't like to use that many, that word many kind of lumps, pushes everybody together, and it's not all. There are various groups of people, I'll say that. There's various groups of people who fully believe that I come to him, Lord and Savior, he comes into my life, I'm saved, and that's all I have to do. I don't have to do anything else. As long as I show up at church, as long as I pay my tithes and my offerings, and as long as I do my churchly, quotations, duties, I'm fine. But you know what? When I walk out of these four doors, don't tell me nothing. My life is my life. Well, I'm here to challenge you, child of the King. It says here, if you're serious about living this new resurrected life, if you're serious about being saved, if you're serious about giving the Lord your life, as you say, then you need to act like it. We need to see some type of change. And I should say, even better than we, you need to see some type of change. Everybody, as I said before, every one of us has something in our life that we don't like about ourselves. There's something that we deal with on a daily basis, amen, that is just not nice for anyone to see. Maybe you have a bad attitude. Maybe you have a mouth that do a lot of cussing when you get angry. Maybe you have, hooked on, can't seem to put the bottle down, can't let the cigarettes go. You know, something. Maybe you have a habit of, you like to talk about people. Whatever the case may be, we all have something in us that is just not. If you can show, if you didn't have to show it to nobody, you would be grateful. You're like, this is just something that I'm not proud of here. So when you're saved, we should be constantly seeking, striving. Amen. I didn't say fooling ourselves. I said constantly working towards, amen, acting more like Christ. I'm not saying we won't go through some struggles, okay? I know some people out there, you saved, you gave God everything you had, and yet you still have some strongholds in your life. I've been there. I know. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're going through. But as you continue, if you really mean it, if you're really seeking after it, trust me on this one. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Fasting will break some strongholds in your life. Fasting will bring deliverance to your true fasting. Will bring deliverance to your life. And then you also want to make sure that you get around people who have some power. Behold, I give you power to trample over all scorpions and all over all serpents. You want to deal with people who have power. You don't need nobody that's tied up like you are. You want to be set free. Jesus came to set the captives free, not to leave them bound up. And I know some of them, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm going to go here for just a minute and I'm going to return back. First of all, be real with yourself. You got some issues. You got some challenges. Be real with yourself. The first step to, for any of us who have gone to NA or AA, the first step of recovery is admitting that you have an issue. Admit you got one. Admit you need his help. Admit you need it. Listen, and when you get around true men and women of God, and they can see it as well as even when you're trying to hide it, they can see you got some things going on. But I guarantee it, if you really fast, really pray, seek him, God will make sure. I'm a witness. I know. I'm not just talking this because it's I need something to say. I'm talking about what I know, what I personally experienced. God will make sure that he brings deliverance to your home. He says, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along. Eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. In other words, don't get caught up in your lifestyle. Don't get caught up in what other people's lifestyles are doing. Don't get caught up in all the smoke and mirrors. Don't get caught up with all this fake preaching and teaching that is not talking about true kingdom, Christ, his blood, lifestyle of holiness, lifestyle of separation, come out from among you and be separated, calling you holy for I'm holy. I didn't say self-righteous. I said holiness. There's a difference between holiness and self-righteousness. Self-righteousness says, I'm better than everybody else. None of us are better. None of us are good. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. You have. It says, don't shuffle along. Don't just exist to be existing, living a mundane life, living a life of mediocrity. You have purpose. Your purpose is to find out what God has called you to. Your desire needs to be seeking after what he wants for your life. Don't shuffle along. We have various people that are just shuffling along in life. No purpose. No desires. No design. Just glad, you know, I wake up every day. I do the same routine over and over and over and over again. Nothing seems to change. They don't pursue anything. They're scared to do anything. Don't just shuffle along. Christ didn't save you so you can just shuffle along in life. He saved you so that you can be a conqueror. He saved you so that you can preach the kingdom. He saved you so that you can tell others about a savior. Amen. He saved you so that you could pursue after the things of him. He saved you for his purpose, his will. We are designed for the praises of his glory. He saved you. That's what he saved you for, so you could fulfill his will in your life. So don't just shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you, worried about your life, worried about your kids, worried about your spouse, worry about what people are saying about you, worry about your job, worry about the bills. People of God, the enemy's job is to wear the saints out. And if he can get us completely focused on what we don't have, what we're not doing, what struggles and issues we're dealing with, then by goodness, he makes sure that you will never be able to find yourself in the will of the Father. He will always make sure that you're always opposite of what God has intended for you to do. That's why several people are unhappy. They're saved, but they're unhappy. They're saved, but they're miserable because they don't understand what their purpose is. Number one, they don't understand what their design is. Number two, and they're caught up with the cares of this life. Ah, Jesus, help me. Listen. Whew. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Be alert. Be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. In other words, you got to be able to discern what he's doing, discern what he's saying. And the only way we can do that, people of God, is that we have a relationship with him. We have a prayer life with him. We have a church. We attend a ministry or a church that also has a relationship and a prayer life with the Master. We surround ourselves with people that have prayer lives with the Master, that have a relationship with him, that when they pray, they're not there to just say, Lord, give me, help me, make sure I come out on top, make sure I'm blessed, make sure I'm healed. No, it's about, Father, what is your will for my life? My will is your will. Give me a heart of obedience. Give me a desire to pray for people. Give me a mind like you. Take out, as the old saints used to say, take out anything and everything that's not like you, God. I want to see your face. I want to love again. I want to be able to forgive. I want to be able to, you know, the things of the Spirit, the stuff we don't really want to talk about because we're too busy trying to get blessed. Too busy trying to get our next mansion, our next car. Well, let me tell you something, people of God. The Bible says that all wealth belongs to God. We already know that. And that whenever he blesses us, when he really blesses us, it causes us no sorrow. Let me tell you something. When you get that mansion, you get that car, you get that whatever that is that you've been seeking after, you do know that it takes money to keep that stuff up, keep that stuff rolling, keep it growing. It takes money. It takes finances. And that's where some of us have trouble and we have struggles with, because we say we're blessed. God blessed us with this, but you're struggling to keep it. If you're struggling to keep it, then you have to ask yourself, did he really bless you with it? I'm talking to the saints now. I ain't know that. You want that Mercedes. You want that that Lexus. It costs. Cost to buy it. Cost to maintain it. You just can't take it to Joe Schmo mechanic down the street if something's broken. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. I'm challenging us out there that we need to get the eyesight of Christ. We need to get his mind, his view on things. We need to get discernment, people of God. We need to ask the Father for discernment. And because the reality is many have stopped asking because we're fooled by every wind of doctrine that has come through. We're more focused on doctrine that helps us to feel good. We're focused on doctrine that's going to say more of me and less of anybody else. As long as I'm greater, that's all that matters. I'm holy because I'm greater. The greater I am, the more holier I am. Well, the devil is a lie, because Christ, when he came to this earth, he wanted to be digressed. He was always speaking about the Father. He wasn't speaking about himself. He was always speaking about the Father. And then when he came, he always ministered to someone else. It wasn't about him always being ministered to. How great can I be? How many people can I get under my covering so that they can be my footstool? There's a commercial out. I think it's a Lincoln commercial. I'm unsure. But it has that song from David Bowie, Fame. And you see them going through the different annals of time. And people who were the kings and queens of that time. And you see them waving to the people because they love the worship. They love the fame. And such is so in many churches today, is that they love the fame. They love the worship. And it's not about Christ. It's how can I become lifted up even greater? How can I be lifted up even higher? What messages do I need to teach so I can bring more into me? And they always preach. Let me help somebody out there. If they're always preaching that you must strive, the only way you can be holy is to give it all. You give it all, but yet you're still not getting nothing in return, which means that your faith is not at that level. I dare you to run. Run as fast as you can. And you need to look around you. If everyone on the board has top-of-the-line cars and everybody in the seats are driving the whatsoever may be, the whosoever will, and they've been there for a number of years, you got to ask yourself some questions. You really got to ask yourself some questions. Jesus didn't save us to be rich and wealthy. Jesus didn't save us so that we can live our own lifestyle. He didn't save us just so we can escape hell. He saved you because you are his hands and feet in the earth. You are to bring the kingdom to earth. Earthen vessels. That's who you are. That's who I am. See things from his perspective. We need to ask God for revelation. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to take the scales off of our eyes. We need to ask him to give us a paradigm shifting of our thoughts, of our beliefs, of our mindsets. We need to ask for a paradigm shift. We really do, because we're just kind of like willy-nilly in the earth doing whatever we want to do and telling people this garbage about this is Christ and it's not of him. Ooh, help me, Lord. I'm going to go back to the King James Version. It says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, he is your life, isn't he? The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have someone talking, lifting themselves up, basically putting themselves in Jesus's place, if messages coming forth, I'm going to say this and I'm a turn for just a second. Hang my hat here and then I'm coming right back. Be wary of those ministries that do nothing but preach that they are like Jesus and that the only way you can be blessed is to pour into them. Didn't say honor. Yes, we are supposed to honor. Nothing's wrong with honoring. But there's a difference between honor and worship. And if you hear other people that come and preach, whether it's in the house or guest speakers, and all their preaching is lifting up the name of that man or woman, that leadership. If all they're doing is lifting up their name and not lifting up the name of Christ, you better run. If they're putting themselves, if they're saying things like, until we become like Pastor so-and-so, then we can't receive, you better run. You better run. There's a difference, men and women of God, between honor, and I'm all about honoring. I got covering as well. We both have covering over the ministry, covering over my life. I understand about honoring. There's a difference between honoring and there's a difference between worship. And it's a very thin line if you don't have spiritual discernment. And if everybody that's preaching is talking about you got to be like this leadership in order for God to bless you, when we're really supposed to be like Christ, you better run. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man or no one comes to the Father except through me. If you're in a house and they're talking about you can't speak in tongues and you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit and all this other stuff, denying everything about him, but lifting them up, you better run. When Christ, who is our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, verse 5, I'm going to go as far as I can with this and pick it up on Thursday on my show, Prophetic Atmosphere. He said, therefore, put to death. Romans 8:13 says this, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Not talking of physical death. He's saying, listen, you got to strive to put away everything that does not represent him. In other words, you and I need to be constantly working on ourselves, working on our mindset, working on our responses, working on our attitudes, working on us. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Your members, therefore put to death your members, which are on this earth. Romans 6:13 also says, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. In other words, you just can't do it when you're saved. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you just can't do anything. with your body. You can't show up at the club. You can't be showing up at everybody's party. You can't always be having a drink in your hand. You can't always be up there dancing like, you know, all the crazy stuff that we see on TV. You can't be living the lifestyles of the Atlanta housewives or any type of housewife or any reality TV show that we see. You cannot be living that type of lifestyle and say that you belong to the Father. I know we hear people say it because they want to talk about, you can't judge me. Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can. The only people we are not allowed to judge, amen, are those in that are not saved. Jesus will take care of that. God will take care of that, and it's in the scripture. But you can judge this mess we call Christianity. Then that's part of the issue now, because we just, oh, you can't judge me. So we just sit up here and look at all this craziness and talk about, well, you know, Lord, you know, hey, uh-uh. Judge it according to the word, not trying to beat nobody down. And that's another thing. When you come, you better read every scripture that you got when you come. And it's in love. If you're judging, you judge in love. You need to show people the opposite, the way out. You're not going to sit here and try to judge people so you can beat them down and snap your neck and smack your lips and step on your teeth. Not that type of judge. Judging doesn't come for condemnation. Judging comes with loving kindness, drawing them, correcting them. Huh? Showing them this is the way. This is the way you're doing, and this is not of God. However, let me show you a more excellent way and walk them through. Because let me tell you something. You can say anything you need to say if it's said in love. People will receive it and accept it when it's said in love. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Listen, I want to almost stop there because I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because that's where I want to pick up on Thursday, which is Colossians 3 and 5. I want to pick it up from there. Come on, let's pray, people of God. Father, I bless you. God, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you, God. I thank you for all that you have done in my life. And I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Now, Lord, help us all. Help us all to seek those things which are above, where you are, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Help us, Lord, to set our minds on the things that are above and not on the things of the earth. God, help us to get a paradigm shift in our mindsets, in our hearts, in our spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to be like Mary Magdalene, that when you called her name, everything, God, came into alignment. Everything that was chaotic became silent. Everything that was out in left field came into perfect alignment. Father, I'm asking in Jesus' name, Lord, even those that love you, you know your people, you know where your sheep are at, God, those that are loving on you and doing everything that they know how to do, receiving or seeing your love for them, but are sitting in houses of condemnation, God, and witchcraft. First of all, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of witchcraft. We bind that spirit of condemnation. God, open the eyes of your people, just like you did me, Father. Give them revelation. Give them a come to Jesus moment, Father, and let them see the truth. Remove their eyes and unstop their ears and let them see the truth, that they may be set free in Jesus' name. Now, Father, even though we thank you for your word now and we praise you, even those that are not saved, please repeat this prayer. Father, I come before you. I'm a sinner. Forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me whole. I'll serve you all my days. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. We here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you, that God is going to lead you to a Bible, Spirit-filled, believing church that's going to mature you and in the things of the kingdom. Amen. My time is gone for me. Listen, go to my website, www.ctkr.org, and also you can pick up our messages there, and then also go to our Facebook pages, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, as well as Women of Prophetic Destiny. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Join us on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Apostle McQueen will be back at his helm. Amen. At 7 p.m. for another episode of Kingdom Lifestyle. Be blessed, people of God. Love you with the love of the Lord, and have a beautiful day.